in a company, there are people that just want to be on board. They want to be part of the team, and they see the bigger picture, and they understand that part of their job is to satisfy client requirements. So the idea of building a virtual team is to identify, surface, and invite those people to join your team. This is all about the client. This is all about us staying in business. This is all about the good of the company. Hopefully, you have the right people who are there for the right reasons.
A conversation about how virtual teams can lead to successful sales on this edition of the Todd Cohen Sales Leader Podcast. Todd Cohen is the sales leader. In the Todd Cohen Sales Leader Podcast, we bring you conversations with Todd about how you can improve your sales performance and effectiveness. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Hello and welcome to the Todd Cohen Sales Leader Podcast. This is episode 5 in our podcast series. Todd Cohen is a high-energy, high-performance sales leader. Since he began his career in 1984, Todd and his sales teams have delivered significant revenue for leading equipment, education, e-learning, and information companies, including Xerox, Gartner Group, Pensari, Thomson, and LexisNexis. Todd's successful career has progressed from proven individual contributor and repeat President's Club member to innovative sales manager to accomplished sales executive. Now he offers his expertise at building effective sales teams to consulting clients and to the public through his website and blog at toddcohen.com. In this program, a conversation about how working in virtual teams can lead to sales success. Todd, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be back. Good to see you again.
Todd, one of the things that many sales professionals have to cope with these days is the concept of working in virtual teams where everyone's not in the same place. People are widely dispersed. What are some of the things that you can advise people to do if they have to find themselves working in a virtual sales team?
You know, this concept of virtual teams is something that sales professionals have been dealing with really for years and years and years. It's not been until recently that I've really seen sales professionals sort of reshape what that actually means in terms of virtual teams. And I've written a lot on this and I've spoken a lot on this topic. And I look at virtual teams two ways. And the most simplistic way is just what you articulated a moment ago. A virtual team is people that you're working with who are typically spread out and you need to coordinate and collaborate with those people to the end goal, which is to close a deal and to do the best thing by your client. But virtual teams also means taking it a step further. There may be people in your sphere, in your world, that you need to work with that you absolutely cannot get the deal done or closed without their help or their cooperation. And those people may or may not report to you. They may have a dotted line to you. They may have a dotted line to somebody else. They may be somebody that you've never even met before. And you have to reach out. You have to introduce yourself. You have to create a virtual bond with that person. You have to inspire and motivate those people to want to get on board with you and help close this deal. So virtual teams is really a couple of different things. And it really is the new way of selling in a complex world.
So what are some of the techniques that sales professionals can use to prepare themselves to work in virtual teams and also to facilitate good relationships with the people they have to work with in the teams?
Well, I think one of the things that you can do to prepare yourself to be in a virtual team is to understand that you can't get it done yourself. Not all sales reps can do the entire deal from beginning to end on their own. Selling has gotten more complex with more complex products and services. I think we all know that. So you've got to be intuitive and have a good understanding and a very clear idea of who you need to reach out to in the company. And to prepare yourself, you've got to just have that intuitive sense that, you know what, I'm going to tap on somebody's shoulder, I'm going to pick up the phone, I'm going to call somebody, I'm going to send them an email, I'm going to introduce myself and say, this is what I'm trying to do, would you be a part of my virtual team?
And in many ways, it's a sales opportunity, it's a sales tactic.
Absolutely. Building your virtual team is selling internally, just as strongly as selling externally is selling. Building your virtual team is selling people internally. And the real trick and challenge here is you've got to motivate and inspire people, again, who may not be compensated for a closed deal, who may never have met you. One great example I heard recently about a pretty amazing virtual team is a good friend of mine is an account manager for a very, very, very large telecommunications company. And I was chatting with him the other day, and he's responsible for a Fortune 5 company. His personal goal was about $190 million that he has to write. The overall target for these two companies is about $2.5 million. He was telling me there's over 190 people working on this particular account on behalf of the client. Now, that's a lot of people on one team. And at the top of that hierarchy is one overall national executive account manager. That executive account manager has to take the responsibility for assembling, managing, motivating, and inspiring 190 people, some of which he or she has never met. That's the ultimate in virtual teaming, in getting everybody on the same page to close the business and do the best possible job for the client.
So how do you motivate people who don't have the same kind of stake in the closed sale as the salesperson does?
You motivate people by finding the right people who are motivated by doing the right thing. So I think we all know that in a company, there are people that just want to be on board. They want to be part of the team, and they see the bigger picture, and they understand that part of their job is to satisfy client requirements. So the idea of building a virtual team is to identify, surface, and invite those people to join your team. Now, if you have people on your team that aren't particularly motivated, you can have the heart-to-heart with them and say, look, this is all about the client. This is all about us staying in business. This is all about the good of the company. Hopefully, you have the right people who are there for the right reasons.
You're given the assignment to assemble a virtual team to work on an account. What are some of the first steps that you might take?
Well, the first thing you want to do is understand very clearly and concisely what the goals and objectives are for the customer. What the customer needs is what's going to guide your actions. It's about the customer. Customers come first. And I think we all know that. And the most successful salespeople know that. So you want to find people that understand that vision, that understand what the customer's looking for. You want to find people that say, you know what, Todd or Steve or Joe, I can absolutely lend something to this sales campaign because here is something that I do that the customer needs. These are the type of people that you want to seek out. So you want to understand what the customer's looking for, what their objectives are, how you're going to fill those objectives as the sales professional, and then recruit the people who can help you do that.
What's the best way to recruit people internally? Is it a personal phone call or an email or a letter? How do you go about finding people and how do you go about approaching them?
I always approach people first by picking up the phone and calling, introducing myself the same way that I would call and introduce myself to a prospective client or a new customer. I would never rely on email first. It's just too impersonal. There's no reason for it. You know, we're all 10 digits away from each other. We could all pick up the phone and call and say, you know what, my name is Todd Cohen. I'm working on this account. I understand you have a specific expertise. I really would like to meet you and engage you and talk to you about your thoughts and how we can leverage that for the customer's benefit. People will respond.
What are some of the ways you can reward a virtual team for a job well done?
Well, there's a couple of ways. One is most people, myself included, we thrive on hearing a thank you or getting a note or having our boss say, I hear you did a great job on something. I also, when I build my virtual teams, I work with my clients and I set objectives and I say, look, there's going to be a lot of people working on this account with me. You're not going to know all of them, but I would like to put you in a position where you're going to be interested and enthused about saying to somebody at the conclusion of your objectives, of us meeting your objectives, hey, you did a great job. So asking your client to take part in that recognition process is key.
Is there a virtual sales team experience you can describe that worked very, very well and perhaps one that didn't work as well? And what was it that distinguished the two?
Well, for me, the last couple of virtual teams, organizations I've worked at, I should say, where I built virtual teams, it was really challenging because I had a number of different lines of business, different products and services that were fairly siloed. And what I had to do was coalesce those products and services across those silos, which meant different representatives in each silo, different sales engineers, different marketing people, different people responsible for placing those products. I had to find the right unified message to take to one client because the client said to me, I don't want 6 or 8 or 10 people in here. I want one person or two people. So the trick was to find the best people inside those silos, to engage them, get everybody on board by saying, guys, we're all here for the same reason, and that's to nail the customer requirements. We're all compensated in our own way. So let's do the right thing. Let's step up, take the higher view, take the high road, and do the right thing. And I'm really happy to say that most people see that and get on board.
How about an experience that maybe didn't work quite as well, and what would you have done differently?
Yeah, I've had people just flat out say, no, I don't have time. Or people just flat out say, you know what, there's nothing in it for me. I move on. I mean, you just learn that there's just no point in arguing. You have to pick your battles. And there will always be somebody who is willing to step in and say, I want to be on the team. I feel good about this. I'm inspired. I'm motivated. And you know something? It's the right thing to do for the company. There are plenty of great people out there who see the bigger picture and will be involved. You just have to be a little patient and find them.
Todd, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thank you, Steve.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Todd Cohen Sales Leader Podcast. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, please send us an email. The email address for this podcast is tcsl@professionalpodcasts.com. If you send us an audio comment or question for Todd in MP3 format, we'll consider using it in a future podcast. You can also send audio comments by calling our podcast comment line, 856-861-6146 in the U.S. or +44 020 7193 6146 in Europe and the U.K. If you have comments for Todd, you can email him at todd@toddcohen.com. We produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. For Todd Cohen, this is Steve Lubetkin. Good selling to you all, and take good care.